all three, a prefix, a base word, and a suffix. We're going to look at five. All right, so number one, we're going to start easy. Unbelievable. So this may be a word you have heard before, unbelievable. And notice again, we changed the spelling. Our base word is believe, but the suffix begins with a vowel, so we don't need to keep that E. So let's look piece by piece and see what this means. Well, we know our base word believe means to think something is true or real. I believe it. Un means not, and able means able, can or capable of being. So when we put it all together, unbelievable means not capable of being believed. Or you cannot believe, right? So, keep losing my mouse. There we go. Can not believe. It is unbelievable. You can't even believe, not possible of being believed. Okay, so similarly, next we have unstoppable. And here, sometimes when we add a vowel, some letters like T or P might need to be doubled. So our base word is stop, but we had to add the second P because we have our vowel coming after it. So unstoppable, again, un means not, able means can. So this would mean not capable of being stopped or cannot stop something. I might describe a person as unstoppable. They are so motivated to reach their goals, just like ambitious, right? They are unstoppable. You cannot stop them. All right, next we have co-worker. So our base word is work. We all know what work is. Oh, something maybe that we enjoy sometimes and not other times. So co means with or together, and is person who. So if we just look at worker, it is a person who works. And when we add co, it is a person who works together with someone. So this depends on our subject. My coworker is a person who works with me. Your coworker is a person who works with you, right? So coworker is a person who works with someone. Coworker. All right, a couple more. Next we have disrespectful. So here we see our base word is respect, which means how to describe respect. It is for example, I respect my parents or I respect my teachers. I feel that they are good people and I want to be good to them too. So let's add our prefix and suffix. Dis, remember, dis and miss mean not or opposite of, and full means full of. So if we just have the word respectful, this is a word that is used to describe a person who has a lot of respect. So I might say that my young nephew is so respectful. He's always so polite and kind, and he is never mean or never says the wrong thing to anyone. He's so respectful. His teachers love him, right? When we add dis, this means not or opposite of. So this word means not full of respect or opposite of respectful. So if someone is disrespectful, this might be in a classroom, for example, a student who is talking while the teacher is talking, or who is not kind to other students, and so on. This is disrespectful. All right, and last we have a word with a new suffix. Let's see if we can figure out what it means. Inconsiderate. So consider. Our base word here means to think about. So to consider means to think about in kind of a deeper way. So if I consider how you feel, this means I really think about it, and it changes my actions. I consider your feelings before I do something. So here we have a prefix in, which remember what these mean, il, in, im, and ear mean not, right? So not or opposite of. And this other new common suffix means to make or to cause to be. So we might often use a word just like respectful, considerate. This means someone who considers, right? This is to make someone consider. So if someone is considerate, they consider other people often, which again means think about, right? So inconsiderate means not caused to consider, or the opposite of considerate. So someone who, this word is kind of similar to disrespectful, inconsiderate, don't think about other people, right?